Kal Kadosh. If a person already read the Kriyat Shema L'mita and they still cannot fall asleep, so therefore they are allowed to repeat the Kriyat Shema many times until they fall asleep. This is, again, not a problem, even though usually you're not allowed to repeat Kriyat Shema, but here you're doing it just to stay sleeping within Mitoch Divrei Torah, and therefore they permitted you to repeat the entire Kriyat Shema. If you want, you're also allowed to think in Divrei Torah, and you don't have to repeat the Kriyat Shema. But this is, again, in order just to fall asleep with the words of Torah, which is very important. Some people want to say, according to the Mekubalim, it's good to think of Ana Vechoach until you go to sleep. And if you do read the Kriyat Shema L'mita a few different times, you're allowed to start already from the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and even though you're saying the entire Shema again and again, since you're doing it for the Kriyat Shema L'mita, you're allowed to start with the first Pasuk as well. There's another halakha that what happens if a person has forgotten to say Hamapil, and they wake up in the middle of the night, and again they want to go back to sleep. So he's allowed to say Hamapil, and he's allowed to say Kriyat Shema again when he's still in his bed. He doesn't have to get up and do Netilat Yadayim. If he does suspect that he did touch certain parts of the body which are covered, then he should just, you know, wipe his hands, whether it's on the clothing or on the wall, before saying Hamapil, and then he says Kriyat Shema again. Piskei Teshuvot wanted to say that you would have to, you know, do Netilat Yadayim again, and then say it. However, though, the Halacha Brura is posek that it's enough just to wipe your hands, and that's only, again, if you suspect that you touch certain parts of your body. If you're wearing a pajama, and usually you will not touch covered parts of your body, you just say Hamapil right then and there. The same halacha, he says, applies if somebody in the middle of the night wants to take a drink. So the same thing, he doesn't have to do Netilat Yadayim, he would just make shakol and drink the water. Now, what happens if he gets up in the middle of the night and afterwards he wants to go to sleep again? Again, Shena Keva, we're talking about a fixed sleep for a long time, but there was a break in between. He went to sleep, let's say, at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. He got up at 12. He did, let's say, Tikkun Chatzot. And then he goes to sleep again at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he's going to sleep another good 3-4 hours minimum. So it's brought down over here that he doesn't say Hamapil again, because basically the Hamapil that he says is good for the entire night. So that's also very, very important, that as if to say that he's got this rule that he's allowed, that he doesn't have to say again Hamapil. Nevertheless, he says, it's still better to say the Hamapil without Shemu Malchut. Also, the previous halakha that we mentioned, that you're allowed to do Birkat Hamapil if you forgot, is as long as you didn't wake up after Alot HaShachar, after the time of dawn in the morning. Now, during the day, a person that goes to sleep during the day, even if he's going to sleep on his bed, he's going to sleep for a few hours, and even if he didn't sleep at all at nighttime, yeah, still they do not make the bracha Hamapil. If you want, it's good to say Hamapil without Shem Malchut, again, without the name of Hashem. Now, what happens by Shenat Arai? Shenat Arai means is that I'm not going to really go to sleep. It's I'm going to doze off. So the Beracha Hamapil with the name of Hashem, Shem Malchut, is only if you want to sleep a Shenat Keva, a fixed sleeping, on your bed. And even if you're going to sleep a little bit, whether the Halacha Brura brings down really a minute. However, though, there were other people. The Sefer Tfilah Kilchata brings down the name of Scheinberg, that it's even for a few minutes. The Halacha Brura in Ot Yud Gimel says it's even 1 minute. On the other hand, the Tfilah Kilchata brings down that he heard in the name of Ben Zion Bashaul, that has to be for an hour. But whatever exactly the time is, it has to be that he's sleeping something which is called on the bed. So now that he's sleeping on the bed, so now he's going to make Hamapil. However, though, what happens if he's not going to sleep on the bed? He's going to sleep, whether it's on the plane, on the train, on a chair, not lying down. So even if it's going to be for a long time, he does not say Hamapil b'shem Malchut. Piskei Teshuvot does bring down some people, And the Halacha Berurah brings it down as well, Kapi Aaron and others, that they do say it. However, though, he wants to say it's Safek Berachot, because since the Rambam and all the others, they say that it has to be Al Mitato, which means it has to be something, a sleeping, which is Kavua, fixed. And the question is, why exactly? So a lot of people say that it's not, it's only going to be on a fixed sleep, because how can we say Ve'ayin and I Penishana Mavet if only there's, you know, it's only that, you know, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if it's not a fixed sleep, we don't have to thank as much. Other people want to say that the Beracha was instituted for everybody sleeping in general, not just the first time you're going to go to sleep for a few minutes. But whatever the case is, that it comes out that the Halacha Berurah says that you will not say with the name of Hashem Hamapil if you're going to sleep, whether it's on the plane, even though you're going to sleep for a while, or on the train, or anywhere, as long as it's not your bed. Only then you would say the Beracha of Hamapil.